it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Burt Show.
We're talking about the Super Bowl, and mm-hmm. off the air, we just had a long conversation about favorite and least favorite commercials.
Right.
During, I know the Snickers one got a lot of talk, but I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one either.
Betty White was in that one.
No, they were, I did see that one. That was where it was a bunch of guys just playing backyard football.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of the commercial, you see Betty White is one of the people playing as the receiver and like just getting hit and knocked around all over the place. And so the quarterback comes up to her and says, I mean, what is wrong with you? You're playing like Betty White. And he goes, I'm just so worn out. Then a girl comes up to him and says, honey, here's a Snicker. And once Betty White ate the Snicker, she turned into a guy and
gotcha.
Said, thanks so much. And so, so that was cute. Very cute.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So what we're going to do is play these commercials.
Okay.
And you guys have to try to remember what the... And you can call to 404-741-Q100. Call and try to identify the business.
Okay.
Based
the product.
On the product based mm-hmm. on the audio from the commercial.
Okay.
When I first started, I was like, casual Fridays. Awesome. Morning. I've kind of changed my position a little. I mean, if people want to express themselves, I am right there with you.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
We've decided to make casual Fridays all week.
Of course, if it's mandatory, it can't be casual.
Nice pants, Terry.
Oh, that one's awesome.
Is that the one where they're all in their underwear?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to answer or you want listeners to
answer? If you know, yeah, listeners can call in and we'll play them for you on the phone. But yeah, do you know what it is?
Well, my first guess is Monster.com.
Wrong.
Okay.
It's for Lee pants.
Wrong.
Well, I can't participate
because I have
the answers in front of me. So
because it's for finding a new job.
Yes.
And my first thought is Monster.com.
CareerBuilder.com.
CareerBuilder.
Yeah. Same.
Gotcha.
Randy.
I'm honored to be here after 29 seasons and 50 years old. When you're older than most of the fans and coaches and owners, it's tough taking orders from people. Should probably retire after this. I don't know. Maybe.
We don't know what things will be like 10 years from now.
Thank you.
I love that one. I just love that Brett Favre has such a great sense of humor about retiring.
Do you think he actually did it? Do you think he participated in the commercial, or did they just superimpose him from some other speech?
He participated.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, because he was talking about...
I remember the ad. I just can't remember what it's for. Is it Bud Light?
I mean, he was great, and he was... Yeah, it was...
Oh, okay. It was supposed to be 2020.
Yeah, and he said it after 30 years.
Yeah.
And,
I guess Dodge.
Boy, Melissa's not an advertiser's friend today. Anyone else?
I was going with like Bud Light.
Hyundai.
Melissa was close.
I'm in the same, you know.
You're in the right industry.
In right industry, but
that,
I just
I will
the
say
branding.
That, that Dodge commercial, that Dodge Charger commercial was hilarious.
The guy one?
The guy one where he was like, I will take out the recycling.
See, I thought that was long and boring.
I thought it was so funny.
Too long.
I
took
loved
too
it.
Long to get to the
it
message.
It was like man's last stand.
I loved it.
Hey, Denisha.
Yes.
Hey, you want to try to guess this next one?
Sure.
All right.
Since we can't get it right.
Okay. So it's 3708.
Okay.
Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
I know this one.
The better.
I know.
Let's go. Take the house.
That's a composting fraction.
This is funny.
I love that one.
Denisha, what do you think it is?
I have no idea. I couldn't even hear it.
Jen?
I remember the Eco Police, but I can't remember what it was for. It was so funny.
Audi!
Oh, yeah!
Yay!
Melissa has to get that right, or she gets fired.
Yeah, Jim Elizondo is like, thank God.
I wear no pants.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah?
Were you able to hear that last one?
Yeah.
The I wear no pants chant?
Yep.
Do you know who it was?
That was Dockers.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Good job.
We're five commercials in, and finally somebody's got it right.
Yeah. Jeff, did you log on and get your free pair of pants?
I didn't. Can you really get free pants?
Because it's time for men to wear the pants again.
It was free
that
pants.
That was their tagline.
I don't believe in free pants.
He sits in his underwear. It's casual Friday for Jeff every day.
Hey, Colleen.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to try to guess this next one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Get born, get slapped now, get to school, be good at sports, always look cool, lift weights, be strong, know how to fight, stay out late, but be polite, now find a nice girl who'll say, I do, then have three kids who look just like you. Rake the leaves from the hedge and mow the yard. Honey, can you open this jar? If you hear a noise in the middle of the night, go check it out. With the flashlight, you've reached a stage where you feel at ease. You've come this far and it wasn't a breeze. You can take on anything. Of course you can, because you're a man.
Because you're a man.
Colleen, did you hear it?
Yeah, it's Dove Body Wash.
Yes! That's right.
My thought with that was I still think it's going to be tough to get a guy to wash with something called Dove. Like they should.
No, they make it in that manly looking bottle.
Yeah,
the blue, dark blue.
It's still Dove.
It is manly and it is a body wash.
Slate.
Just spray some musk on you afterwards. You'll be a man.
All right,
with
Candace,
the doctors.
We'll do one more right now. You want to try to guess this?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Yes, I will.
Yellow one. Blue one. Red one.
White one.
Candace, do you remember that one?
Yes.
What was it?
Bud Light?
Nope.
No, not Bud Light.
Not even. She didn't even know. She was just throwing it out there. She's like, you know, Bud Light ran a lot of spots. Budweiser. I don't know. Jen, you have a guess?
No, I don't. Volkswagen.
Yes. There was the Punch
that was
Bug
the
commercial.
Stevie Wonder one.
And yes. It makes me sad because they don't make bugs anymore.
Oh.
Like they did a Punch Bug commercial, but the thing is they were punching at every Volkswagen that went by.
But you know what? They're calling it Punch Dub.
Right, but it's from Punch Bug.
Yeah.
But the funny part was that it was Tracy Morgan and Stevie Wonder at the end, and Stevie Wonder punched Tracy Morgan, and, you know, and Tracy Morgan's like, how did you know? So it was very funny.
That's cute.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.